The police, are they about to take a tougher stance on illegal parades linked to the recent flag protests? Well, yesterday, the Chief Constable, Matt Baggett, said that parades and processions that have not been notified to the police must come to an end. Why didn't he say this weeks ago? In a separate development, an Assembly attempt to set up a special task force to examine the future of flying the Union flag at Stormont has fallen at the first hurdle. Let's speak, first of all, to the Gregory Campbell from the DUP. Morning to you, Gregory.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Are you bemused as to why Matt Baggett didn't say this a lot earlier than now?
Well, yes. I listened after I was on your programme yesterday, and I listened to, I think it was Alistair Finlay was on afterwards.
Assistant Chief Constable Alistair Finlay.
Yes. And he did seem to give some clarification in terms of the whole G8 issue and how policing would be done there. So hopefully that issue is done and dusted. Now, in terms of parading and where we go from here, I think the police initially were concerned that their actions could, in fact, exacerbate problems, as they often do whenever the context is civil disturbances. So I do think in the initial stages, they were wanting to make sure police action was robust, didn't exacerbate problems, and maintained law and order. And I suspect now, having had several weeks to consider that, that may be the case that he has decided that he needs now to spell it out more specifically.
Yeah, but the dogs in the street know they didn't start making significant numbers of arrests until the media put pressure on. There was a complete vacuum, wasn't there? There were many days and weeks went by and nothing was done.
Well, I think what we can do is we could establish the timeline of when the arrests. I remember some people in the media, yourself and others, were indicating that arrests hadn't been made. And I specifically remember a number of weeks ago, the police issuing a statement which said at that point there were 194 arrests made and there would be hundreds, in their words, to follow. Now, I don't know whether you can say the 194 would not have been arrested had there not been a considerable amount of volume of interest in the media or not. I think arrests were being made and need to be made. And remember, Stephen, they also need to be made in respect of all illegal activity. We need to support the police in their actions against the likes of the event that you've been talking about just now, where lives are at risk, as well as unlawful assemblies or parades.
The people who have been proceeding into Belfast City Centre to protest outside the City Hall, for example, week in, week out, on Saturdays. Do you think those are illegal parades?
Well, I don't know. The Parades Commission is the lawfully constituted body, unfortunately.
Would you go on one? If you were making a decision for yourself and thinking to yourself as a citizen, am I breaking the law or not, would you consider it a parade?
But it doesn't matter what I think, Stephen.
It would matter if you were deciding to go on one.
But it doesn't matter what I think or what you think. What matters is the lawful body whose job it is to determine, is this a parade? If it is, have they supplied the necessary information on the paperwork that they are required to do in advance of the parade? That's what matters. What I think or you think or anyone else thinks isn't really worth a ball of blue.
So you don't know what a parade is?
The Parades Commission are the body that needs to determine who's on a parade, what is a parade, and what is constituted.
But how do people know this in terms of this Saturday, whether it's a parade or not?
You mean people on it or looking at it?
The people deciding whether to join it, whether to go on to it.
Well, presumably those would be people who, for the most part, have been on it for the past few weeks.
Precisely.
Well, then, I would have thought by now they would have determined whether or not it was a useful exercise to engage in and whether it was lawful or not. Well, if they've been doing it for 12 or 13 weeks.
But you know that they've been doing it for 12 or 13 weeks, so
do you think it's
a parade or not? Is it a parade?
Stephen, how many times have I tell you? The people who determine whether it's a parade, unfortunately, are the Parades Commission. They're the lawfully constituted body who make these determinations. They decide whether it is or isn't a parade. So what I think or what you think or another individual member of the public thinks doesn't really matter if the organisation set up by statute They determine whether or not a parade is a parade. So that's their view that counts, not mine.
Katrina Ryan's with us this morning from Sinn Féin. Morning to Katrina.
Morning, Steve. Imagine why.
Do you consider those to be parades when they're
marched? Well, I think the real question that needs to be asked, Gregory, is does he think the parade, the so-called parade organisers, should they notify the Parades Commission in relation to the parade? Because Gregory, to be honest here, is dancing on the head of a pin. What should be happening here is anyone who organised the parade should be notifying the Parades Commission and through the usual channels, and then the PSNI will police. The Parades Commission make a determination and the PSNI are supposed to police the determination of the Parades Commission. So that's what needs to happen. And of course they should be notifying. These are illegal parades, and if they're illegal parades, well then the PSNI need to act, and unfortunately they have failed to act to date.
Gregory?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you can call it dancing on the head of a pin. To state the obvious, the Parades Commission are the body constituted in law to determine these things.
So Gregory, let me ask you a question. Should the organisers of these parades notify the Parades Commission as they are supposed to do? Are you calling on them to do that?
No, they shouldn't, because what you've said is completely wrong. That's not what happens. I'll tell you what happens and also what should happen. Anyone organising a parade takes a form called an 11-1 from their local police station. They complete that form. They return that form to the police, not to the Parades Commission, to the police. The police then in turn decide, having passed the form on to the Parades Commission and in conjunction with the Parades Commission, a decision is made by the Commission as to whether or not they think this parade requires any adjustment, any changes,
so,
any conditions.
So, Greg, I'm very aware
that's
of all those
happens.
Procedures.
Yeah, but that's
very,
not
very
what
aware
you
of them.
Said.
Filled them in
that's
myself on
said.
A number of occasions. So, are you calling on the organisers of these illegal parades to fill in the appropriate forms?
To the police.
Well, look. Get off the head.
Now we see.
Are you calling on them to fill in the appropriate forms?
Look, everybody who engages...
Is that a yes or no?
Everybody that engages in a parade should go to the police station, should get the 11-1, should complete it, and should have it furnished then, unfortunately, to the Parades Commission until we can get a better way to deal with it, and then it's dealt with lawfully and legally. That's the process. That's what they should do. Everyone should do it. No matter whether they're having a parade in Dungiven with replica guns and parading outside Protestant churches, as Sinn Féin did,
well,
and then conditions
all, Gregory,
aren't
well
attached
know.
To it, or whether it's loyalists well marching to the Belfast city centre. They should follow the rule of law.
Well, first of all, the parade in Dungiven filed every single form that they were supposed to. And you know that. So let's not try to compare like...
Katrina, you will remember the protest outside Knock Police headquarters last year about Padraig Wilson, which Sinn Féin supported.
I was on that protest. Yes.
Was a form filled in on that occasion? And should
that
it have been?
That wasn't a parade. That was a protest outside the police station. And Sinn Féin stand over that protest.
So you do not think that anybody should be filling in any form, giving people advance warning in any way, if it is a protest involving hundreds of people. It's just if they parade to that location. Is that right?
Sinn Féin support the right to protest. But it is up to the people then who organise protests to ensure that's a peaceful protest. What we're talking about here are illegal parades and illegal blocking of roads. And that's very different than a protest outside a police station.
The East Belfast community worker Jim Wilson with us now. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
What will you be telling people about Saturday?
Well, Stephen, I've been in the protests for the past 12 weeks. I've been there at the City Hall for the last 12 weeks. I've been on the streets of East Belfast on different nights.
Have you marched down to these locations?
I've walked into the City Hall, but I have walked on the footpath, Stephen. I've made sure that if there was a legal technicality on it, that I wasn't going to be breaking the law. What I'm concerned about now, and I have to say that, you know, I wasn't there in solidarity at the protest because I felt that, you know, there should have been more respect shown for the UDR people and who had died in the service of their country at the hands of the IRA. And I felt that, you know, the people in the community should have respected that more and cancelled the protest altogether. So that was my view on that. But my view now is absolutely one of 200-odd people in my community arrested, with hundreds more to be arrested. Some of them on minor charges, some of them on maybe reckless behaviour charges and more serious charges. And my big concern now is that we're going to have more people arrested. You know, and I am now appealing, and I have took a stance that I have supported the right to protest, and I've been with them, and I've been on the streets with them, but I do not want to see any more of our children, or not ordinary people, women, and who are genuinely out there protesting for their cause and what they believe in. I don't want to see any more of our people being arrested. I'm appealing to those people, and I've been a loyalist for, I'm 60 years of age, and from I was 15 years of age, I've been involved in loyalism. I'm appealing to our people to think seriously about the parades in the town or the protests in the town, because we're going to have more and more of our children with criminal records and stuff that we can do without. And I'm appealing to our people now and those who are on Facebook and those who organise them to think of a better way. The protests, by all means, there's no problem. If we get into town by car or by bus and we stand around the City Hall, that is a legal protest. No one can give us any grief about that, and we're doing that all within the law.
So the specifics here, Jim Wilson, I'll tell you what, just stay there one second. Jim Wilson, still with us this morning. So specifically, Jim, you have influence in your community, a loyalist community. Are you telling people to arrive at the City Hall by car or bus only and not to
Stephen,
parade?
I can't tell anyone to do anything. I am just appealing that I'm now getting fearful of more arrests on the streets from our children and the women. And I do not want to see people ending up with criminal records. I have been there for the last 12 weeks. I appeal to those people who I've been with and I stood with at the City Hall, but be very, very careful now because of the way the soundings are from the Parades Commission and from the police is that it's sounding more and more like that they're going to classify it as an illegal parade or protest or whatever.
And do you agree with them? Do you think it is an illegal parade?
Well, you see, I'm not into the law. What I am concerned about is how my community reacts within the law. We have to work within the parameters of the law. It's as simple as that. This is our country. Our people respect the flag. It's the flag of our country. The flag of our country is there, and it dictates the law of this country, and we must abide by it. And most people within our communities are law-abiding.
So essentially what you're appealing for people to do here, Jim Wilson, among other things, you're also appealing for them not to march past Short Strand.
Look, Stephen, it's not about the Short Strand or Unity Flats or anything like that. You know, it's about if they want to protest, my remit now is to try and make sure, and I'm hoping that we don't want to see any more children, women, loyalist people being arrested or having criminal records.
What makes you think they're going to be arrested?
Well, look, we've already been told by the PSNI that there is over 200 arrests, and there's in the region, think of this, Stephen, in the region of 500 more arrests possible. Now, the thing about that, there's 500 people who are 700 people who are going, and we know of young lads languishing in jail who are in remand and sat in their cell for five solid weeks, a young lad who can't come out because of fear of being intimidated and stuff like that. Behind the scenes, we are working very, very hard for a lot of this stuff. People have been caught and caught up in these riots, two or three doors from where they live, and have been arrested as taking part in riots. They haven't been. And we're working with the police behind the scenes for all these people who are involved in the protest.
Tell you what, Jim.
That if let me finish, Steve. To ensure that if people are involved in rioting, and there's nothing you can do about that, petrol bombs or bricks in their heart, but there's innocent people there who have been arrested.
Here's your problem with what you're saying this morning. Why were you not advising your community to do this many weeks ago?
Stephen, it's as simple as this. You know, first of all, we had the protests with violence, okay? We had that. We worked for 6 to 7 weeks to get away the violence. We have taken away the violence from the protests. We have now got this stage where the protests are totally and nearly almost peaceful, right? So they're peaceful. So now we're being told that certain aspects of the protests are illegal, right? We're now being told that certain aspects of the protests are because the Parades Commission and the police have now come out and said more or less that the protests and that. And if it's illegal, then I don't want my community caught up in illegal activity.
So what are you telling them to do? Be specific here.
Stephen, I am not
arrive in a car or what?
Stephen, I'm pleading with them. If they're going to go into town from north, south, east or west Belfast, do it in a manner that is not breaking the
like
law.
What?
Well, go in by car, go in by bus or whatever means of that doesn't break the law. And that's all I'm saying, is that we need to start to be smart about this, that people aren't going to be arrested for walking on the roads or they're not going to be lifted at a later date. People who have jobs, people who will lose those jobs for that, and that's my concern. My concern is for my community. My community has been hurt through this. They've been the pain. You want to see the pain of some of these people's faces when they were about this flag. And I stood there with them and still will stand with them. But we need to do it within the parameters.
Katrina Ryan, do you welcome what Jim Wilson has said today?
Of course I welcome what Jim has said. I think Jim, like me, wants to see young people having opportunities. I don't want to see young people with criminal records. I want to see them getting a first-class education. But what we need to ensure that any parade or any protest that's organised, that is within the legal...
So you would have no problem with a protest outside Belfast City Hall about the flag if people do what Jim Wilson is asking them to do, arrive by bus or car?
Sinn Féin has never been opposed to peaceful protests. But there's bigger issues here. And the bigger issue for our society, and we had a debate in Stormont yesterday, a bit of a depressing debate, I have to say. What we have to do is move to a place in our society where all traditions are respected, all cultures
sure.
and all identities.
I'm actually wondering...
We haven't arrived at that situation
The net difference here, Jim Wilson, is that if someone organises, and I'm not a lawyer either, but if someone organises a couple of coaches... And buses these people in, then the protest can go ahead and it's not an illegal parade. Is that your understanding?
Well, I don't know, Stephen. All I'm saying is that I'm fearful of the Parades Commission saying what they have said and the police saying what they have said, that there may be a new tack from the PSNI. And my fear is that people like myself and a lot of other people in East Belfast, Mervyn Gibson, Gary Mason, all those people who have worked behind the scenes for to try and make sure East Belfast
right.
is peaceful
and
would lose all that food. And we don't want this.
And Gregory Campbell, is the DUP prepared to endorse what Jim Wilson has said this morning, appeal for the community to arrive at protests in buses, coaches or cars?
Well, Stephen, I think what Jim has said is very sensible, and what I alluded to earlier on was that people should abide by the law. But
he's spelling out specifics,
yes,
which is
yes, that, and I mean there are a number of ways that people can get
like
to
what?
Hall. Well, I mean you've just outlined one. They can go by car, they can go by bus, they can go on the footpath. You know, well, there are a whole series of ways of doing it, and it's down to the organisers to arrange that. But look, Stephen, there are a couple of things here that we need to make sure we don't lose sight of. Number one, people like local councillors, community reps, Jim, and others in East Belfast are having to pick up the pieces as a result of a decision taken in December by the City Council, by the SDLP, Sinn Féin and Alliance Party.
Democratic decision.
It
democratic
was,
vote.
It was, yes.
Stephen, could I come in there on that point?
Well, hold on a second. I haven't finished
well,
yet.
Let him finish his point, Katrina, then you can reply.
Those are the pieces that they have to pick up as a result of that democratic decision. Now, what we need to do is get to grips with that decision and make sure that a decision that reflects the settled will of the people is arrived at. That's the first thing. Now, hopefully progress is being made on that front. The second thing, and why I raised at the very start of my interview with you, Stephen, the issue of Alistair Finlay yesterday in the G8, is because there has become, into the public domain, a very disturbing issue of a colleague of Katrina Rowan's, Barry McElduff, who has made a reference on Twitter to volunteers at the G8, volunteers with a capital V, and talking about the irony of volunteers going to Fermanagh. Now, you know, people can draw all sorts of connotations from an Irish Republican talking about volunteers going to Fermanagh.
Well, hold on a second.
You shouldn't be drawing about that.
And we will ask Barry McIlduff this morning to come onto the radio, and I'm certainly not drawing any conclusions until I speak to him. Katrina Rand, do you want to respond to that first?
Well, what I want to see our society moving forward on the basis of a historic agreement that we reached. And those historic agreements, written right through them, are words like equality, tolerance, diversity, respect, different traditions, different cultures. Now, we need a discussion, an honest discussion in our society on how we respect various traditions. And I'm Irish. The people who vote for me are Irish. Okay. They want to see their cultures, their language, their tradition respected. So what are the unionist community going to do to ensure that happens? What I say to the unionist community is, I respect their right to celebrate their heroes, to have their cultural identity, to have the language.
Doesn't seem like it.
But I'm asking for that respect to be reciprocated. And to date, I haven't got that, nor have the people who voted for me. The flag decision is just one example of it.
Okay.
Gregory Campbell's party were happy to support it in Lisburn. They were happy to support it in Stormont. But suddenly now they've decided to make an issue of the flag. Some would question, is it because they don't want certain policing decisions to be enforced. But let's try and move forward to build a much fairer, more equal...
What about the volunteers? What about the volunteers for Fermanagh?
Gregory, I don't know anything about that because, I don't
perhaps Mr. McIlduff
every single
does.
Tweet. Obviously, you have an obsession with following various tweets.
Well, what was meant by the comment?
We will ask Barry McIlduff what is meant, and let's not draw any conclusions until we give him the opportunity to come on the radio and tell us what he meant by that tweet. And then Gregory Campbell, you will have clarity. Thank you very much, Gregory. Okay. Thank you, Katrina.